All right, everyone, we are going to continue on here. We are now joined by William Byron, driver of the number 24 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. We're going to get right to questions. If you have a question, just raise your hand. We'll get a mic right to you. We'll start with Bob in the front here and then go to Chris.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. The mess at the end of the race last week, yeah, going into turn one, is there anything that can be done, or do you guys have to take things into kind of your own hands, or is that just, you know, racing with four or five races left to go before the playoffs?
You know, I think it's a little bit of just the way that road courses have trended. It's difficult to pass. You know, if you get a late caution, these cars, you know, funneling down into a two wide corner with six lanes on the straightaway is definitely a recipe for carnage. So it's just the nature of kind of the way that braking zone is there. And, you know, our cars take so long to brake, number one. So we're braking at, you know, under green, we're braking at the 700, I would say. And then under caution there, or on a restart there, we're braking at maybe the 400 or the 500. Still a lot of time to, like, position yourself left or right. So it's just, yeah, it's just the nature of a late caution on a road course. And, you know, that's what it breeds typically with a wide braking zone like that. And if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it to you. And, you know, so you don't want to get spun out. And so, you know, you end up driving in deeper than you want to because the guy behind you.
We'll go to Chris and then Daniel.
Chris Knight, GetFence.com. William, have you gotten playoff mode yet? And if you have, is there anything that you feel like you guys really have to work on, focus forward during that 10-run stretch?
Yeah, I don't try to get in any sort of mode. I just try to race. You know, I think, you know, we tried at times to simulate, you know, what a playoff race would be like or things like that. It never seems to work too good. So just try to go out there and race. You know, we're going to try our best when the playoffs start, and we're trying our best this weekend. So hopefully this weekend goes as we want it to. And, you know, the only thing that right now represents is kind of the strength or weaknesses on certain tracks. I feel like we've gotten the road courses pretty good. We were a top three or four car last week, and we just got to, you know, now it's focus on, okay, the mile and a half, the 2 mile tracks, how good are we at those at this point in the season? And then next week with the short track at Richmond will kind of represent, you know, a Phoenix type track.
Daniel, Dustin, and then Nathan.
Daniel McFadden, Frenchers.com. William, it's been 5 years since a Chevrolet car won the Cup race here. And outside of getting three Chevys in the top five last year, it's been really hard for you guys to finish up front. What, from your perspective, what has Chevrolet been missing when it's come up to Michigan each year over the last few years?
You know, I think we had the speed last year. I mean, gosh, we had them covered. Not only us on the 24, but the one car with Kurt, and then the five with Kyle. So it was like the three of us, top three at the end, I think, to a certain extent. We got a phone call going on over here. But no, to a certain extent, it was the three of us, and then I think Denny was pretty fast too. So just kind of got jumbled up there at the end with, a late restart. And then, you know, we had lane choice, and whoever got, you know, basically the push or the shove out to the lead was gonna be able to control the race. So it just didn't quite go our way. But I thought we had obviously a really good car. So I feel like that'll, you know, I don't know what to expect this year, but all the Chevys have been fast on, you know, the other, you know, high speed tracks.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You've led some laps in this recent stretch, but the top tens haven't been there in this sense. What is the concern? Is it as much what's happening in the race, or is it as much qualifying and not being as often in that top ten and putting yourself in a good position to start off with?
I think I would be really concerned if we didn't have the speed we've had the last 3 weeks. I feel like, you know, New Hampshire was a good Saturday. First in practice, qualified pretty good, and then we just made some incorrect adjustments overnight and just kind of put ourselves out of position there. But then the last 2 weeks, I mean, yeah, Saturdays haven't been good, but Sunday at Pocono was really good, running fourth. Had a pit road issue, had a tire get away, and was a penalty. And then last week just probably could have handled the restart maybe a little different, but just unfortunately got caught up in a spin there and knocked the toe link out. So I think I'd be concerned if the last 2 weeks the speed hadn't been what it is. But both instances the last 2 weeks we've been in the top five when we've had issues. So I think we just got to continue that.
Justin Haley was mentioning that, he said that you texted him for the contact at the beginning of the Indianapolis race, and he said, well, it's not his fault. He got hit from five cars behind. Why did you need to respond in that, to send him a note like that because of the chaos and everything that throughout that whole race, but obviously what happened at the start?
Yeah, I just, it's early in the race. I was starting way back, so I probably could have used a little bit of judgment there. And plus Justin is a good friend. We train together. So I think that's part of it too, is, I admire him, appreciate him as a person and a driver. So I, wanted to reach out cause I feel like he's somebody I like in the garage. So, that's that deal. But, as far as the restarts go, like I talked about with Bob, it was just, hit or be hit and kind of demo go-karts out there. So I've been in a lot of races like that at GoPro. And if you lift for somebody, then somebody runs over you from behind.
Stay over here on the right with Nathan.
Hi, William. I'm Nathan Buck with MBS Speedway. Usually when you think about a road course race the week after, usually you think about putting money into repairing cars. I'm curious about the hauler situation from last week. Was that something that Rick Hendrick was able to get repaired, or did they have to go with an all-new hauler for you?
So we've got the test hauler we typically use. So we've been to Watkins Glen with this hauler and a few different tests this year. So, we use that for at least the time being and, put a design on it and make it look nice and things like that. But, a little bit different, rhythm for the guys, I'm sure, to kind of know where everything is. But for me, it's the same, really. I don't use the hauler much. Most of my work is outside the hauler.
Let me go in the back right there.
Morning. Jazz Sharp with Podium Finish. Speaking of sim racing and all that, how well do you think that iRacing overall has been able to integrate particularly this track and as well as the next gen car? How comfortable do you feel from getting experience from that and carrying it over to real life track racing?
Yeah, I know they're working super hard on those things. So I get on there every couple months when I'm home basically and kind of see where it is, see what's different, what's new. I know that they're always working on kind of the how realistic the tracks are, how realistic the tire is. The tire is the biggest factor in everything. Obviously we change the tire all the time based on the track, and it's a lot to keep up with. So feel like they do a good job with all that stuff, and really just kind of enjoy, the community on there as well.
Go right there.
Eric Young with SuperSpeedway.com. William, you're signed up to run the late model at Berlin on Wednesday night. You won there earlier this season. You've been doing great in the late model. How does that help you on Sunday? Does it help you on Sunday? And how do you think you'll do on Wednesday?
Yeah, it certainly helps me on Sunday. I feel like, number one, just enjoying racing. But the more racing I can do, the better I feel like I get as a driver, and better my feedback is, all those things. So gives confidence, all those things. So I raced the late model last week. Unfortunately didn't win that one, but it was still a fun race with Eric, and that was a good racetrack. IRP there is awesome. We saw it in the truck race. It was really really exciting. So enjoyed that and excited for Berlin. Berlin was a really hard track the first time I went a couple months ago, and I'm sure it'll take something a little different this time, with a little bit hotter temps and things like that. So I'm looking forward to it.
Go back to Daniel over here.
Hey, William. In your preparation for this weekend's race, have you found what you learned at Auto Club Speedway in February, how much of what you learned there with this car do you think will be applicable to Michigan, especially given the track surface being so different and all that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think California is very similar now with the age of that surface versus this one. So I think just the speed, you know, is probably the biggest thing that's similar, but a lot more throttle time here, a lot faster speed. So I don't see a ton transferable between the two other than just the fact that downforce and speed and grip are going to be your, you know, biggest factors in success.
William, what kind of race are we going to see tomorrow? Is it going to be chaotic? Is it going to be stressful? Not stressful?
It's always stressful this year. I don't think I ever wake up before a next gen race and know what to expect. I mean, last week I thought I was going to run 25th, and then the race started and I was up to like the top five. So it's like you really just roll the dice and just hope that, you know, everything works out in your favor. But there's really not a lot of consistency, as we've seen with, you know, performances. There's not a lot to like lean on in terms of what to expect, especially coming here the first time. I don't know. I mean, I hope we're fast and hope it's less chaotic at the front.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, William. Best of luck.